Okay, so we're up to Perek Vav Mishnah Vav over Mishnah Zion over here. So we discussed yesterday that if a woman goes outside and she has some sort of, or anyone that has a cloak that they use to wrap themselves around, and they have some sort of a stone in that cloak on one side that they use then a strap to wrap around that to kind of close that up, use the stone as like some sort of a button on Shabbos, as long as they put that stone in the coat before Shabbos, and that would be totally permissible. So the Mishnah over here kind of continues and discusses this a little bit more. So a woman is not only allowed to use a stone, but she's also allowed to use a nut or even a coin. If a person sets aside a coin on Shabbos to make that as their special button for this coat before Shabbos, then that would be totally permissible. As long as she does not do this for the first time on Shabbos. So if she has her coat and she takes on Erev Shabbos, she takes this coin, puts it in like the pocket or whatever of this coat, and then wraps around the strap around this coin to lock up the coat before Shabbos, that would be permissible. If she does it on Shabbos, that would not be permissible. Mishnah Chet, so kind of discussing other things that a person is allowed to or not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So Hakitea Yotzei V'Kav Shelo, so a person who's an amputee and they have some sort of a wooden peg or something like that, so they are allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Devei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Oser, however, Rabbi Yossi says that would be forbidden. The reason why is because nowadays we have, thank God, very sophisticated technology that allows an amputee to actually have a second leg. Even if they lost a leg, they can still walk with that. It actually serves as a second leg. Back in the day, it was more just a wooden peg to kind of serve as some sort of a, so it didn't look, you know, horrible, but it didn't help them walk at all. So Rabbi Yossi says that it's forbidden because it's not really for walking, it's just for decoration. Rabbi Meir says, no, even so, it's still permitted, but again, that's what the machlokas is about. Nowadays, I don't think that would be applicable if a person has a leg that was amputated, but they have something, an actual leg in place of that. That would be not an issue at all, seemingly. The emiyeshlo beis kibul kesusim tameh, so as we've kind of been doing throughout this perek, we also have certain laws of tuma and tahara. So the Mishnah adds that if this extra peg leg or whatever it is, prosthetic. I don't know if it's that sophisticated. Okay, but fine. Let's use that word, that prosthetic. And so there are two parts of it. So number one, there is a little indentation on the top so that the person's leg can fit inside of it. And there's also potentially another extra part that could be used to have like a little extra padding in it. So it says the Mishnah, if there is a part in this on the top of this prosthetic that has room for padding, then it could be makabel tuma, because we say that anything made of wood that has an extra area to store things, and that would make it tummy. So therefore, this does have the ability to become tummy. So if the person is tummy and they are then using this as a support, so it could become tummy as well. Then continuing with this, samucho shalot tamein midrash. So a person who unfortunately doesn't have any legs and he crawls around on his knees. So this person, if he's crawling around on his knee supports, so just a quick few more things for the laws of Tumah and Tahara. There's something called midras, which basically means that midras is something that supports a person. So if a person is sitting on a couch or sitting on a chair or using something else to support them, then according to the laws of Tumah and Tahara, then that thing that's supporting them can become equally as tummy as them. When a person, when tummy is passed on from one object to another, usually the second object is a little less tummy. It has a kind of a level down, but the laws of Tumah and Tahara with regards to midras, with regards to something that supports another person, that can acquire the same level of tumah as the person who originally had it. So let's say a woman is a nida, so that she's tummy and she sits on a chair. Well, that chair has the same level of tumah as she has. So to over here, a person who's crawling around with some sort of knee pads, because that's the only way he can get around, his knee pads can get tummy with the same level as tumah as him, tumas midras. So two important halachas. One, he is allowed to go out with these things on Shabbos because they're considered clothes. And two, he's also allowed to go on Tahara Bayis with them. And generally we say that a person can't go on Tahara Bayis with shoes, but these are not really shoes. It's more of just a support for his knees, and therefore that would be permissible. And finally, kisei v'samachos shelo tamei midras. So if a person who has no legs but he uses some sort of a chair with crutches or the like to get around, shelo tamei midras. So these things can be can also acquire the same level of tumas midras, since he's using them as a support. They can also become equally as tummy as he might be. And similarly, this guy cannot wear these legs, use these supports on Shabbos, meaning so he can sit on the chair on Shabbos, but he can't go out with these supports because they were some sort of other, again, prosthetics that would fit on his legs that were more of decoration and not actually, or maybe a little helpful, but if they would fall, he might carry them, so therefore he can't use them on Shabbos. And finally, and he cannot use these supports as well to walk on Har HaBayis. The reason, again, would be because unlike the knee supports that cover his knees, these actually cover the bottom of his legs, and therefore they are considered like shoes, and he cannot wear them on the base on Har HaBayis. And finally, on Katmin Tahorin, so if a person has some sort of a mask, so that is not really considered something that we would deem something that could be Mekabel Tumah, so that's always Tahor. And a person is not allowed to really wear a mask on Shabbos. Again, maybe they're are special situations, like let's say a person has an eye that's bad, and so they need to have like a patch over the eye, so maybe that would be permissible, but in general, a person cannot just wear a mask, like a Purim mask. A person cannot wear that on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop right here. Do we have a minion? Yeah, okay, so we'll conclude with the rabbi's cut.